Hey everybody, welcome to the first live episode for the It's No Secret podcast. I am your girl Teresa, aka Terps Music. For those of you guys who know me via social media, I got my two co-hosts with me here today. Right next to me, we got our girl Bianca Rose. Say hi.
Hey everyone. Should I do a little intro?
Yeah.
A little me?
Just a little you.
Okay, well, let me tell you. What did I tell my therapist today? I don't know. What's up, everybody? If you have not already seen me, I am Bianca. I have no intro. What? I have no idea.
Below us both, we got our other co-host, Sharis. Say hi, Shari.
Hey, hey.
It's so weird to be back on a podcast again, y'all. Like, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute for me, and it's my first time live on camera.
It is. How does that feel, Bianca?
I'm literally shaking. I was done on camera. I would have had an OnlyFans like a long time ago. I would have been making things by now.
She already went there. But welcome to the It's No Secret podcast. Like I said, you guys, this is our very first live episode, one of hopefully very, very many. So we can keep this going. For those of you guys that are watching us live on either Facebook or Instagram or YouTube, wherever you're at, thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure that you guys participate. We're keeping an eye on your comments, making sure that we include you guys into the show. This episode for you guys is going to be more of an introduction to us, what we've done in the past, what kind of led us here. And getting a little personal, to be honest with you, if I'm being real. So I'm excited. I hope the girls are excited. I see Bianca's glass of wine over there.
Baby, I am ready to go. I am prepped in every way possible. I want a downer. I want an upper. I want a hydrator. I got everything that I think I need.
She is prepared.
She is prepared.
I'm going to take a sip of everything.
I'm like, what are you drinking? Some red wine?
Red wine, Monster, water.
I have some apple Ciroc and apple juice in my cup because I needed a little courage juice for today. And then stay hydrated with some coconut water.
See, there we go. We love hydrated queens. Sheree, what are you drinking?
I had a shot of tequila and now I just have water.
Tequila, basically.
Tequila.
But we're going to start with just kind of getting to know us a little bit, telling everybody a little bit about us. So Shari, I'll go ahead and start with you.
All right. Sharis, for all of you know me from podcast world, aka Miss Attitude, but you know, we evolving, we growing out here. So we're just going to go with Sharis this time around. I am a mom of two beautiful children, done podcasts before in the past, but, you know, it was just time to get back to me and doing what I love to do. So I'm back.
Yeah, it's been a minute. When's the last time you did a podcast?
When we did Peaches and Cream. Actually, so yeah, that was the last time I did like full-time podcasting. But the actual last time I did we did a show together when we were both pregnant with the last baby.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
We sure did. Y'all were pregnant at the same time? Yes. Huh? Our babies are 4 days apart.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
My child was born on her due date.
Yeah. Go figure.
I know, right? B, what about you? Tell people about yourself a little bit.
Okay. Well, I am single with a dog. I'm about to pass up my 20s. I had a podcast before as well, but more audio. So, again, being on camera, making me a little nervous. I try to stay behind the screen just because, yeah, I'm not good with my words. I don't know why we came together like this. I'm not good with my words. So I did podcasting for about a little over a year. Last it ended, I think, maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Had revolving guests. Now I have you guys.
Hey,
let's get it.
We're not guests. We're just permanently here.
Better be. I have abandonment issues, and you're gonna find that. I have abandonment issues for sure. Y'all better tell me.
We'll make sure to keep you updated. So for those of you guys who don't know me, my name is Teresa. I am originally from the Bay Area. But I do now live in San Antonio, Texas. Been here for over a decade, which is wild.
You see, I have abandonment issues too, because she abandoned me.
Shut the fuck up.
You know what that means, Cherie. Right. We are numbered in the location.
But I too had a podcast. I actually started podcasting back in 2009. Was on a podcast, believe it or not. Bianca doesn't know this, I don't think. I was originally on a podcast called My Cousin's a Drug Dealer. And it was me and a bunch of dudes. It was their show. But I sat there with these guys and I was like, I think I could do this better. And so, no shade to them. I know that sounded real shady, but no shade. But we started Peaches and Cream, and Peaches and Cream went on for like 9 years. And then that went kaput. Shout out to Ashley and Philly. They were my last co-hosts that I did Peaches and Cream with. But man, we were like Destiny's Child before like all the issues, like the rotating fucking hosts and stuff. It was crazy, but good times. But I have not been here doing this for almost 4 years now. So it's crazy. Like since then, I got married. I had another baby. Like just life is so different. I'm the OG of the gang. Bianca's the baby.
I'm the baby. I'm baby.
So y'all tell me I'm gonna have a child issue. That's what you're telling me.
You are middle child syndrome right now. Oh man, there's a lot of people giving us shout outs over there on Instagram and through YouTube. Got a couple comments here. Shout out to PZ. He's giving us a shout out, showing love from Chicago. So thank
you. What up, PZ?
What's up?
I'm like, thank you, Paul. I love you.
He's waving at us. Hey, Aiden.
He also said, yeah, Rhea. You know it. No, but it's so good to be back. It actually, like, I actually got nervous today and I kept telling the girls, like, why the fuck am I nervous? I've done this for like, I did this for a decade. Like, but it's like riding a bike. You just kind of got to do it and get back to it.
Yeah. I woke up today. I was like, oh, it's going to be a good day. That was before my coffee. So I was like, you know what? It's going to be really good. I don't want to get tired. I don't want to do anything. So I bought me the Monster. I was like, okay, I'll have the Monster. But then got anxious. I'm like, oh, okay, hold on. It's getting real.
It was getting close.
This is a countdown for sure. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting too anxious. Let me get that glass of wine real quick. Hold on. I know what's going to make it better. We'll have that. But oh, this is so cool, so nice, so exciting. Y'all need to also tell me though, because again, new on camera, bad with facial expressions.
See, that's the thing. I actually like the bad facial expressions because they give us a little more comedic value. You know what I mean? Like,
y'all say that now, but my boss is different.
I have no problem telling people to fix their face, okay?
No problem.
No problem whatsoever telling
I'm
people
be to like, fix their face. Okay.
I think that's probably one of the things I hear from her most.
Yes. Yes. Shout out to Elise. She's actually in the chat. I tell her to fix her face all the time. So perfect timing.
I'm not fixing faces.
We've got all kinds of people. Michelle said, all of a sudden the room got hot. You can't breathe. Yeah. Somebody, Becky Goddess Flower said, why didn't tequila makes everything better?
Yeah.
I'll drink to that.
Well, we talked and contemplated about like how we were going to do this first episode, what was going to be kind of our introduction. And we felt like the best way to go was random, right? Let's just do some random shit. So I have a book that I've had since my old podcast days, and it's called 3000 Questions About Me. And it literally has fucking random. And when I say random, I mean random questions. So I'm going to grab the book and I'm going to just go to a random page and ask you bitches some questions.
Girl, what was that in my, for my intro? I'm struggling.
But I do want to say this. If you guys are watching live, please feel free to chime in the chat and ask us any questions that you might want to know as well. If you want your questions displayed on the screen, you do have to be watching through YouTube Live. So if you want to hop over there so we can see your messages on screen, make sure to do that. If not, we're all monitoring our Instagram comments as well, so we can make sure to include you guys there too. But yes, please, please make sure to go ahead, put those questions in the chat. Remember, it's no secret. So we got none here. We're literally an open book for y'all.
And open that includes all viewers.
As I cracked the book open. You heard that spine? It like cracked and everything. That's how often
I that reminds me. Let me go see a chiropractor. I need my spine cracked like that. Baby, this posturing good.
I would advise a different type. Not a chiropractor. Yeah. Anywho, shout out to Philly, any Hoomhausers, which she always said. First question, what upcoming life event are you excited about? B, I'll start with you.
My 30th birthday next month.
Oh my God, you're a baby.
I told y'all, I'm going to be 20 and 10. I refuse to leave the youth.
That's a milestone. Are you doing anything like big for your birthday?
This, but in a prettier setting. Oh, I think. Like, I don't know. I'm not big on celebrating, but I love the idea of celebrating others. So if y'all want to celebrate me, go ahead.
Well, we're probably going to celebrate you on the show somehow.
There we go. Birthday. Everyone take your top.
We always celebrate birthdays, okay? We have to. It's a must. It's a must.
But yeah. All right. No, just spending time with family and friends for my birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sharice, what about you?
I don't really do much of anything. Totally like in my mom era. I'll just say that. So I think the most thing I'm most excited about is being on vacation in 5 days.
Nice.
Having a 2-week vacation, just to spend some time with the kids and, you know, do the things that we do. But
y'all going anywhere?
We might try to squeeze in something, little trip. I like to do those spontaneous, like, let's just pack up and go somewhere. So who knows? I might try and surprise the kids and see what happens. But yeah, I'm just excited for a little vacation, some time off work, because it is much needed.
Amen.
I like that. I can support that.
I have a week off for Christmas too, so I feel you.
See, okay, so we just all took vacation without telling me?
Yes. No, just
kidding. Well, I'm going to be at work.
I'll be there in spirit. No, just kidding. Me, what life about event. You? This right here. I was so excited to have this back because, like, anybody who's watched my previous podcast knows that, like, this is my therapy. This is my hour away from fucking reality and the bullshit that we got to deal with. And, you know, I like Shari, I have kids too. I have 3 beautiful children. I have a husband. So, like, you know, this is my me time. This is what I'm excited for.
This is girl time.
I like that. I just want to point out that Paul also had said 40 is the new 30, y'all. Better believe it. So that just means I stay 20.
I stay 20. Oh, man. I also want to point out, Bianca, because this one's for you. I need you to check this one out. Football coaches can crack your back, too.
Meet me in the parking lot.
Noted.
She said meet me in the parking lot.
Meet me on the field.
Lord. Oh, we got somebody over there saying you're their oldest niece, Team Heartthrob.
Hey, how you doing?
Family affair. All right, you guys ready for the next rando question?
Yes.
Shoot.
What do you make way more complicated than it has to be?
And sure, go ahead.
For those of you guys listening, please feel free to answer these questions with us.
Thinking. Plain and simple. Just thinking. I swear, it does not have to be this complicated. Everything I do, I overthink it. Like, it could be the smallest thing ever. and I'm going to overthink it. So for me, I say it's just thinking.
I'm with you. I need like mental prepping for questions. If I have to ask for something, baby, I could just ask the question, but I'll spend so much time. How am I going to ask? How am I going to feel? Where am I going to be when I ask them? Are they going to be okay? Is it a big ask?
I'm having a hard time coming up with an answer for this one. What do you make way more complicated than it has to be? Probably all kinds of shit. Ooh, especially if you ask my husband. Yeah. He probably agree. Philly said, I'll take everything for 200, Alex.
Facts.
Yeah, it's just everything.
Everything. Is it a woman thing?
Guys, in the chat, if you guys are watching live, do y'all make things as complicated as we do?
I think they definitely do, though, so I'll take that back.
And you got to be specific with the question, because they can be like, I don't take anything complicated. I don't complicate anything. It's just straightforward. But then when you ask some Call of Duty strategic things, they're like, I have some strategies. Let me think about this. I got to, all of a sudden they have a game plan. So
all of
shout
a sudden.
Out
men,
guys. Sorry.
Shout out to the men. All right. Oh, this one's kind of a basic one, but I think it's important for people to know this about us. Are you an introvert or an extrovert? Okay, this one was supposed to be easy.
I'm an introvert all the way.
Okay. What about you, B?
I'm a forced extrovert.
A forced extrovert. Please explain.
Because everything that I like to do is with people. I prefer them not to be, but it just ends up that way. Right. And I just ride the wave.
Just ride the wave, baby. I am an introverted extrovert. So when I'm around people, it's like a muscle, right? Like I can flex that extroversion. I feel like I get along. Oh, look, Aiden Fire said the same thing. Anyway. I'm an extroverted introvert. I just said it backwards. I'm an introverted extrovert. The reason I said introverted first was because as an introvert, I find that like I have to have alone time to like recharge. Or I have to have like quiet to recharge. Yes.
It does depend on the crowd. Yep.
Thank you. It does depend on the crowd. Amen. That's my hubby.
And just to piggyback off of Sharice's point, the extroverted introvert and an introverted extrovert, I believe, are two different answers.
Just
to prove a point with the overthinking, those are two separate answers.
Just to prove a point with the overthinking. But that's why I said introverted extrovert, because I need the recharging that an introvert needs. I like to be to myself when it comes to that. But if I'm in a crowd and I have to like play the room, I feel like I get along with people just fine. Like I can be myself without any hiccups or issues.
You know, I really realized you said you asked the question and you said it was supposed to be easy.
I literally just said
I didn't think it was hard.
I have a feeling that's the answer to what
it's
we
It's an easy talk. Question. Here's a 500-word essay.
Right.
Becky Goddess Flower said no comment. Interesting.
Can I tell y'all something?
Yes.
That's my mom. Say something, Mom.
Okay, Mom!
Hi, Mom!
I know! Hey, that's
so she's brave behind the screen. Just kidding, Mom.
Don't be talking shit to your mom. She's like, oh.
All right. It's the wine, Mom. It's the wine.
She's going to come and whoop my ass right here.
Oh, this is an interesting one. Do you think it's important for a wife to take her husband's last name?
I'm not married, so y'all can answer that one.
You don't have to be married to answer. She ain't married either. Well, you don't have to be married to answer this question.
No, I want y'all to answer first, and then I'll answer.
Okay, well, I'm married, so I'll go first. So I don't currently have my husband's last name, but there's a reason for it, because my husband is in the process of wanting to change his last name.
To yours?
No.
Oh, no. Y'all are so like modern.
You heard that, babe? No, just kidding. No, he's in the process of changing his last name to his dad's last name. So initially I was like, I don't want to get the last name you have right now if you're planning to change it later. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of waiting for that to settle. But I will say that before I met my husband, I was very much the type of person that thought, like, for what? Like, you don't need to. Like, I have a sister who's been married for I don't even know how many years now. And she never took her husband's last name. But it's like, it's almost like a pride thing with our last name because we're the last ones to carry on the last name for my dad. And so, you know, there's that. But the good thing for me, and a lot of people know this and a lot of people don't, but my middle name is also my last name on my birth certificate.
No, you're one of those people.
Yes.
Ooh, I have thoughts about that. Working in the hospital before. Ooh, makes things so difficult.
I am Razo. So like it literally has my middle name and my last name. So when I do change my last name to my husband's, which I do plan on doing once we're all settled in with the correct last name.
And with the correct one.
Yeah. Then I'll still be Razo Anderson. So yeah.
I do like that. My friends, Bianca and Lauren, I married them earlier this year and they're actually taking on a whole new last name. It's not either of theirs. So that's...
Oh.
Becoming more and more common, I think.
That's interesting.
Just start over. Start new.
I don't know if I have identity. The creativity to come up with a new last name.
Why stop there? Change your first name, too.
Speak of whole new people.
A whole new person.
Yeah, so, I don't know. For me, I think it just goes, like, to it being more of, like, who feels more connected to their name. I mean, I don't know. It's one of those complicated things. I always say I'm very modern traditional. So if you ever hear me say that, like,
what does that mean?
So like I believe in a lot of modern ways, but I'm also like a traditional girl at heart. Like things should just be the way that they are. So like when it comes to like that, like there's that little piece of me that holds onto the tradition of like, yes, you take your husband's last name and yes, you know, you do all that traditional stuff, but then there's also a part of me like, but life is so different now and things are, you know, the world is changing and it's evolving and it's not always about that. Some people just want to carry on their last names and, you know, especially with women, we give our whole everything over to a man.
Yes.
Everything. So it's like, you know, if you're, say your dad's only child and you're a girl and your family is important to you as well, why should you give up that if, you know, for that. I don't know. It's one of those things. Again, I'm overthinking it, but you know, it is what it is.
What do you make complicated? Every question Teresa asks.
Every
you.
Question she asks.
Well, it's a yes, but yes, and type
and
of thing.
I don't know.
Bianca, it's your turn to answer the question.
Okay, fine. I think it is something that has to be discussed with both people because if I were to ever marry somebody, I would take their last name. See, there we go. It has to be mutual between both partners. However, if they have an embarrassing last name, I'm not going to take that. Now we're both thinking a new identity because I'm not taking an embarrassing last name. Don't embarrass me with that. Like if their name is so like something far left field and I'm like, I can't spell it. I can't pronounce it. If I get pulled over and I have to pronounce that last name and it sounds like I'm slurring, I'm not going to take it. Like
I'm slurring.
Like, don't make this complicated for me.
I need an example of that. I'm sorry.
She said, no, seriously though. Like what you mean by slurring? What kind of,
I don't know. I'm just like any of those complicated names, like the Zinskis or some shit. I don't know.
You got to choose your country wisely then. So real quick, Moreno Mama on Instagram.
Like Roland Schitz. I can't be a Miss Schitz.
Moreno Mama on Instagram said hyphenate the last name.
How do you hold on. Because can you hashtag we're the shits for the wedding?
Hey, that would actually be really dope.
That would be really dope.
I would love that. That would be so funny,
but I don't think I can actually carry around that. That's something I'd have to say and announce. Like, we're the shits.
Can you imagine Bianca's voicemail? Hi, we're the shit. real quick, we got another comment from Aiden Fire. I like this. He said, I think that it's definitely one of those important conversations to have before marriage. That way everyone is on the same page. Nowadays, there's so many options.
Mm-hmm. Like women who become doctors, what most of those people say, I'm not changing my last name to the husband's because they didn't get their doctor degree. I did. So I want my last name on it.
Yes, that's true. Things. That's what can complicate things, though, like some accomplishments and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Look, check this one out. Jaded Contessa said, Julia Guglia.
Miss Guglia?
Miss Guglia.
Now I got to say that with my chest, Miss Guglia.
That was an interesting one. But like, I know a lot of like men that are super traditional that they're like, oh no, you know, she's got to take on my last name and yada, 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 yada.
Well, hold on. Are you telling me? Or are you asking me? Because then we're going to have a problem.
that goes back to Aiden Fire's comment. Have the conversation before you get married.
I think that's one of those things that need to be added to the list of the conversations you should have.
What other things are on this list?
Well, I don't know. Let me write that down for my future self. Say that again.
Again, Teresa, don't get me started on what should be on that list.
Yeah.
We'll be here all night.
Yeah.
On to the next question.
All right.
By all means, that's its whole episode. And let me bring my pen and paper. I'm ready.
There will be a whole episode for that. That's another day.
Okay. You ready?
Go.
If someone asked you to give them a random piece of advice, what would you say?
A piece of advice?
I'm sorry. I'm laughing at these comments over here. They got emojis of shit now because of me. Yeah, shit emojis.
That's going to be hashtag we're the shits of today's episode.
Yeah, that's the title of today's episode, we're the shits. Random piece of advice.
Random piece of advice.
If you're going to tip 20%, move the decimal over one and double it.
Oh, damn.
Is that random?
That is really random.
Very random.
Well, that's how you probably tip 20%. Easily.
I mean, yeah, that's valid. That's fine. Random piece of advice. This one's hard. I should have all kinds of wisdom in my fucking old age.
I got nothing and I'm waiting on y'all. Please help me. Help me.
For me, I don't, and this may not be random, but like, I feel like this is something that I didn't really adopt until I was older, but like, don't care about what people think about you. Just be you and the people that love you and are meant to be in your life will be there. And if people fucking leave, then they leave. They weren't made for you. Oh, okay. Look, we got some advice from our listeners here. Not everyone who is nice is your friend. A fucking man.
That's right.
Say one
more. No strippers are not, do not like you.
Oh, you know what? That's another point. Job. If I'm nice to you, I'm not flirting with you. I'm just a nice person sometimes.
I'm not a nice person. I'm a good person, but I'm not a nice one.
Here's another one we got. Let's see what it says. Don't forget to tip your waiter. I think he meant to tip your waiter.
No, he meant what he said. Don't forget to tip. He meant what he said.
You heard what he said. You said what he meant.
Oh, here's Philly with the come through. Always buy the good trash bags.
Okay, let's talk about some trash bags because I think that is the biggest waste of money. So you want me to buy something that I know I'm going to throw in the trash?
Yes, because it makes it easier to throw the trash.
Nope.
Philly, thank you. Sometimes the trash takes itself out.
Oh shit. Okay. Thank you, Philly.
That it does.
He said, you don't need to get glad. Actually.
All right. Here's another one. That's the way she goes. Sometimes she goes and sometimes she doesn't. Sorry. What's your random advice before I show some more over here?
Let's see.
Do you.
Do you, boo.
Do you, boo. That's it. I'm just really there in that point of my life where it's just like, do you. So
Bianca's uncle on Instagram said, I can give advice, but are you going to use it?
No.
I think he's talking to you, B.
Next time at me. These are all valid advice. Moving on.
See people for who they really are instead of what you want them to be.
Don't see the potential.
Ooh,
that potential is killer.
I'm like, that goes for dating, Laura. Jeez. Oh, we got another don't forget the tip. The tip is real popular these days.
It's necessary. It's sometimes, expected.
Sometimes it be like that.
You know what? Sometimes I do.
Random advice I gave previously on maybe like my old show was always check the expiration date.
Yep. I just emptied so much cheese out of my refrigerator. Check the expiration date.
Yes, and cheese is gross when it expires.
I stuck up on cheese, but I don't think I ate it fast enough. Like, it just, my bad. My bad.
People come with expiration dates too.
Yes. Ooh. Oh.
That they do.
They got real deep right now.
All kinds of shit.
That tequila history, didn't it?
I'm like, we're just tying all kinds of shit to this random advice. Real quick, you guys, don't forget, put in the chat if you have any questions that you guys want us to answer. We are more than happy to. Again, it's no secret over here, so we'll make sure to do that for you.
All right. That's a scary thing to do.
What's a scary thing to do?
To put questions in other people's hands.
Oh, well, we're doing it today. So.
Do it and regret it later.
Yes.
No regrets.
No regrets. What is that? Ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Yes.
That's random advice.
That is random advice. All right.
Thank you.
If you don't like something about someone, address it. Then and there. Don't wait until later on, hoping they will change or it was a one-off.
Aiden, are you in my therapy sessions? This sounds very familiar. This sounds very fresh. Like,
sounds very fresh. All right. Next question is, what is your kryptonite?
Kryptonite.
Like that weakness that just gets
you. I know. I read Superman. I don't read comics. No.
You're a damn liar. No, what is your kryptonite, Charis?
Can I plead the fifth?
No.
On a lighthearted note, my kryptonite is food. I'm not going to even lie. Food all the way.
That was easy. That was like the easy out, though. I need your real
crap. Definitely was the easy out.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I need
no. The easy out would have been like, oh, my kids, my pet. I'm trying to avoid like, oh, my dog. She's my pet.
My dog.
That's my girl.
My kryptonite. Specific,
it's Mexican food.
Yes, it is Mexican food for you. My kryptonite, if I'm being like 1,000% honest, is like men that can sing. That can sing. It's just, I don't know. I tell people all the time, I'm like, God, this is why you never hooked me up with a man that could sing. Cause you would know that I would be stupid. Like, he would get away with murder. He would just have to like serenade me.
That's my man.
Yeah. My and man. That shit would be over.
My man.
That's my man.
Exactly. That's my kryptonite for sure.
Can we drop the comment? Because that the most recent comment, that is very interesting.
Women with braces.
That's interesting.
That's very interesting.
I need to know why, Paul. Right. I need you to tell us in the chat why women with braces.
And do Invisalign count.
What is
like,
it?
Actually,
yeah. Oh, Gabe's calling you out, Shari. He said, come on, Shari, you can do better than that.
You know, leave it to big brothers. I'm just trying to tell you. Listen, we can talk about my kryptonite on another show. I promise.
We asked you here.
What other show?
on another episode.
Oh, I was like, hold on, wait. Not only a Batman issue is territorial. What you mean?
Rich is like, I already told you I have abandonment issues.
Yeah.
Jaded Contessa said, Teresa, your hubby is right there. He is very well aware that a man that is awakening. If he did, Lord, the power he would have over me, cheese and rice. Team Heartthrob Unk said, a woman who can pull off wearing a baseball cap.
Oh, I shout out to those people because I look like a lesbian when I do. I'm sorry.
Well, no, just
I look like I work at Home Depot and I can't make it cute.
I look like I work at Home Depot. Wait, hold on. Bianca hasn't told us her kryptonite yet.
Oh, I thought we were going to move on from that. My kryptonite. I don't have no weaknesses.
Lies. Lies.
Sad videos.
All the sentimental videos.
Baby, I will bawl. I will bawl crying.
I was going to tell you to tell everybody about the commercial that you and Keto were talking about at work one day, but it almost made me cry just talking about it, so I'm not going to bring it up. Look, I'm getting teary-eyed already.
Ooh. Oh, with my...
Okay, Paul just explained.
Oh, we need okay. this.
He said, honestly, since middle school, I just have always had a thing for women with braces. Can't really explain it, but it's just cute to me. Always gets me.
That's cute. Who was your first crush then?
Is it because they're in the process of fixing their teeth? No, just
kidding. That I love a woman in progress. But when she's done, we're done.
She's got drive, okay? She's got drive. We actually have someone that asked us a question on Instagram, and they want to know if we have any special talents. This was Tanisha415. Mm. Any special talents?
Hi, sissy.
I can make a flower with my tongue.
Oh, a three-leaf clover?
Yeah. Can you do that?
I can too. I've never met somebody that could do it.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to show it. Ready, B?
I don't know.
Well, since we're talking about tongue, I can tie a cherry stick in a knot.
I need to see this. Go grab a cherry. No, I'm just kidding.
And then I need to be taught that because I need that new bar trick.
I can't do that. I've tried. Just try not to choke on the damn stem.
I was just going
to
say, I was like, I tried it, choked on it. Can't do it again.
Yikes.
Special talents. I like to craft. I like to crochet. I used to sing.
I sing in the shower.
Hey, that counts. There's great acoustics in the shower, let me tell you.
I was just going to say, and if my Echo, my Alexa is loud enough, baby, we sound the same.
Don't we all? Especially with some Deborah Cox and some Whitney Houston, baby, let me tell you.
Yes. How did you get here?
Did you know that me and Keisha Cole, we duetted that song, Love?
Oh. In my car, that song is the jam. One time, speaking of singing in the car, so one time when I still lived out in the Bay, I was on my way to work and I was at a stop sign, like singing my heart out in my car by myself. And this dude pulled up next to me at the stop sign and he looks over and he's just laughing, like cracking up. Cause I'm like passionately singing in my car. So you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I turned around and looked at him and started singing to him.
He said, girl, bye. Let me run this real quick.
I probably made his day that day, okay? I made his day. Bianca, kryptonite.
I don't know. Ask me to go along for the ride anywhere. I won't ask any questions. I am not a safe person.
I was going to say.
That's my weakness. You want to go for a ride? I'm a little dog. You want to go for a ride? Let's go.
She's all wagging her tail. Oh, man. All right, let's find another question. Oh, all right. Do you think the guy should always pay?
Ooh. No.
Sharks, like,
nah.
It would be really nice in theory, But I think whoever asked to go out should pay. If it's your idea to go to the movies, baby, you pay for the movies. That's your idea. That's your idea of a good time. You pay for that. You fund that.
See, but that's hard because what if you guys have two totally different ideas on things and your things are always more lavish because they're just basic individuals? You know, normally opposites attract. So you're always going
to
find
some. I'm going to need you to stop dating basic individuals then. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but I'm just saying.
I'm going to need you to date on your level.
Okay. Opposites attract, right? Right. So you could be dating someone who really doesn't care to go out, who's a total homebody, but you're not.
Then I better see some candles on the floor and some flower petals and some type of effort.
But that's all we paying for? I buy candles in bulk when it's candle.
So Trader Joe's ain't no joke. I have a very expensive taste in flowers.
I don't even like getting flowers because they just die.
No, I actually love flowers. I mean, myself flowers.
The thought of the flowers, I think, is a beautiful thing, right? Because it just shows they were thinking about you while they were out and about or whatever the case is. But like the flowers themselves, I'm like, they die. That's sad.
You know what? What I've heard is that pay attention to the flowers that someone buys you because how fast they die is what is it saying? Like a comparison to how they feel about you. Like if they just said like, here's some flowers, they'll be dead within the day. Ask my mother. She can't. But if they last a really long time, then they say that like the person who bought those flowers for you meant it. Like it was very sentimental to them.
But what if I
type that don't take care of flowers?
Yeah, well, ask my mother.
I kill plants. Like I do not have a green thumb at all. So what if I kill the flowers? Is that me saying?
I need you to do some reflection then. Oh, another random tip. Drop pennies in your flower vase. It keeps them alive longer.
See, this is why your flowers last. Why are you single? No,
baby, we're about to uncover at some point in the podcast. I want to know why too. Because no one buys me flowers. That's why. You know, okay, I've dated a couple people and I make a big deal about how much I love flowers. I'll buy myself flowers. I say, oh my God, I love flowers. I post pictures like, oh my God, I love flowers. People will be like, I'll buy you flowers. All the people that I dated, ask me how many times I got flowers.
How many times you get flowers?
None. Myself, when it ended. Because I'm like, this whole damn time, I waited for you to buy me flowers. Now I got to go buy myself. That's so rude.
I'm sorry. She wants flowers.
She wants flowers, guys.
I don't want to sing that Miley Cyrus song anymore.
Hit me up. I'll tell you where she works so you can send them there.
Guys, Trader Joe's has cheap flowers. If you are not buying your girl flowers, do it. You're welcome.
There's random advice.
That's random advice. Good job.
Okay, wait. Now going back to the guys paying. What about the first date? Oh, silence.
Live podcast. It goes back to that modern traditional thing. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like a guy should always ask a girl out on the first date. So if we go back to the whoever asked should do it, should pay, then the guy should pay for the first date.
Also, I have like ruined these opportunities for me out of habit, but you have to let the girl know that it's a date too. Because if you are just like, oh, me and this girl, we're going to go hang out. And you have the intention to pay for the drink. I went out with someone for drinks one time and I'm like, well, it's not a date. We're just hanging out. So I'm going to pay for myself. I was like, he was like, no, I was going to pay for you. Baby, you gave no indication. I didn't know what this was.
Like me, I've always gone into dates prepared to go Dutch, whether it's my idea, their idea, whatever, because I'm not going to get stranded nowhere. You know what I mean? If they choose to pay, that's great. It might get you some brownie points, maybe.
So Team Heartthrob said, I like paying for the date or whatever we do, but if she buys drinks without asking, then she's a keeper.
Oh.
I like that, a little sharing. I get the meal, you get the tip, or I pay for this, you pay for that. Okay, I could do a little 50-50 on that. Just, yeah. I think that would be like a cutesy thingy, you know, like, oh, okay. Yeah. You provide.
I will say I don't have a problem taking my men on dates myself, though, where I pay, I take care of it. Like, I feel like a lot of women don't do that enough. Like, you have to give your man his flowers too. Like,
buy him flowers.
Don't just expect. I do, but different kinds. Tanisha 415 said, whoever asks pays.
See, there we go. Thank you. Can we highlight that last comment though? Because I need to make a point on this.
How are you not going to buy this girl some flowers when her last name is Rose?
How can I be any more clear? Man, you're not looking at the signs. It's right in front of you.
Right in front of you. See, they overthink things too.
Thank you.
They overthink things too. Okay, so I guess the three of us kind of don't feel like they have to pay all the time.
No. No.
It would just be very nice if they would. Let me not ruin my chances of you paying. That does not mean that I want to pay every time.
Oh, man. All right. This next one's a good one. It says, if you were to get a tattoo tomorrow, what would it be? Tomorrow.
Honestly, I have tattoos, obviously. Same. Yes.
While stripping.
Same. If I had to get a tattoo tomorrow, I would like to give the artist a free range. Because I was like, I have this space right here. Mm-hmm. If I had to get it tomorrow, fill it up.
That's bold, B.
Yeah.
You got to really trust your tattoo artist. Because yeah. You can have that shit when you're like 90.
Yeah, my first tattoo was tattooed by a guy who just kept getting high every like 20 minutes. It should not have been a 5-hour long tattoo, but it was. And I'm like, shit, this is scarring at this point. You're getting high in the back and I'm bleeding right here. And now you're going to come and probably dry wipe me and it's going to hurt.
That sounds horrible. Dry wipe me.
That sounds dirty. Like, damn. Yeah,
no, I was like, what are we talking about? Are we still talking about tattoos?
Sir, I am a lady.
I'm a lady.
He gave me the paper towel and said, wipe yourself.
If I too have, I have 9 tattoos currently. If I was to get another one tomorrow, I definitely want to get something to represent my youngest daughter because I have tattoos for my older two. But I haven't gotten one for her yet. Her middle name is Faith, so I would put that somewhere. And then I want to get a tattoo to represent my home, like the Bay Area, like something with the bridge or something.
I was going to say a bay leaf.
No, that's not the right bay.
Not the bay you're talking about.
Yeah, like
she got a tattoo of a seasoning bottle on it.
No. It's just the outline of a bay leaf. So yeah, something to represent the bay, like maybe like an SF logo or a bridge. Oh,
you're a Niners 49ers fan, aren't you?
All day.
Is that you too? Do you do sports? Okay, I like that face.
She does sports, but
I like sports. I'm into sports. I just don't do the Niners.
She likes the Raiders.
And just like that, we lost half our audience. Thank you.
Hey, fucking man.
The Raiders.
I am always here for somebody.
Hey, Unk said 49ers. Okay, Unk.
He's a 49er.
Okay, Unk. Me and Unk are going to have to hang out now. You are always welcome to come watch Niner games with me, okay?
I know a place. He, I don't know if y'all saw it earlier, but he said that me and him were a great duo when we're together because we get free drinks because we're cute.
Hey.
So I know a place.
We do need to hang out with you guys. Yes, yes. Bang, bang, Niner gang, baby. Take that shot.
Negative.
Oh, going back to our last topic, Aiden Fire said, I'm more traditional. I think a man should pay on the first date. You're pursuing me, right?
Ooh, double tap. Who are we pursuing? I'm trying to avoid like TikTok like video trends of I was like, me or her? Me or her?
Me or her. And his name is Manny?
Who? Yes. That's my boyfriend at the bar that we usually go to. We don't usually go. I'm a liar. Why did I even say that? We went one time and it was a great time.
I like how she immediately corrected herself.
It's like, hold on, I'm a liar. We went one time, it was a great time. And guess how much my tab was?
Zero.
Oh, bitch, I gotta pay something.
$20.
No, it was $3.
So zero.
Zero, basically.
I paid something. Don't discredit my $3.
Did you at least tip Manny?
I tipped him in cash. Hello, one of those previous comments. Highlight that again. Tip your waiters.
I thought she was about to say something else. She was like, I tipped him in.
Something else.
Oh, no. I tipped him in. Dot, dot, dot. All right. What do you have a love-hate relationship with? Work. Money. I love my paycheck, but I hate going in.
Money.
Money. God, that's a great answer. I should have just let you go first.
My hair.
Your hair.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Love, hate with my hair. I love when people compliment me. They're like, oh, what'd you do? I brushed it because I usually don't.
She's not lying. She literally said that to me yesterday. It's like, your hair looks so cute. What'd you do with it? Brushed it.
I brushed it.
So those of you guys watching, what do you have a love-hate relationship with?
Dun-dun. Tell us, because it's no secret.
Unk said that you guys go to a gay bar and Manny called him daddy. So really, Unk was the reason why you guys.
Y'all are 49ers. Y'all can go and 69ers over there.
69ers. No, she didn't.
Oh my goodness.
She's sweet. How do you even say this? I'm sorry, I fucked up your whole screen name. But they said myself. Okay.
Oh, that's me hyping yourself up in the morning before bed. In the car.
You guys, I'm running out of alcohol.
Oh no. I mean, bartender, where's the bartender be?
Manny, where are you at?
Manny. Faded Contessa agreed. That job. Yes, thank
that
you.
Job.
Love my paycheck though. Philly said, work and Hallmark movies.
That's interesting. Do y'all prefer Hallmark movies? Because Lifetime movies is where it's at, actually. Those True Movie Thursdays.
I have not watched a Lifetime movie since I was a child, I think.
In some ages.
Yeah.
I thought I was a baby.
You are the baby. That says a lot about how long it's been.
Recycled itself. It's come back.
Oh, yes, Gabe, thank you. Figuring out what's for dinner every day. That's probably one of the worst things about adulting.
That's not even a love hate. I just hate that. Yeah. That is the worst thing ever. That's the worst question.
I don't usually have a problem with that because I usually don't eat dinner. I just go to bed. If I'm hungry, I go to bed. I'm a cheap date.
Yeah, but we got mouths to feed.
I'll eat in the morning. I'll get to work and then I'll leave.
We got mouths to feed over here. Unk said that at least the tab was cheap. All right. This next one's going to be the last one, ladies.
Ooh, last question of the night.
Last question of the night. How have you changed over the last 5 years? 5 years is a long fucking time.
A very long time.
What am I doing?
I have had three different jobs in the last 5 years. I had another baby. I got married. I cut off a lot of people from my life that I felt were taking up space. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I am more at peace now than I have ever been in my life.
I like that.
You should have went last.
Yeah. I know. I was like,
5 years. Let's see. Left a very, very long-term job.
Same.
Had a baby. Started a new job. I think I've lost a lot of my mind in the last 5 years.
Amen.
And it's a combination of things. Pregnancy brain is real, people. So be careful. Yeah, and I think the biggest thing that I've changed, it's still a work in progress, but like it's really just like I said earlier, I just don't care. Do you, boo.
You're also a like super duper full time sports mom. Oh.
Well, yeah, I guess that is the last 5 years.
Yeah, it's been like the last 5 years. Yep.
Definitely. Hopefully it all pays off one day.
It will. It will. What about you, Bianca? You know, back when you were like 10.
Back when I was 10.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I think, well, 5 years, I was like mid-20s. So I'm making...
I'm 30 pounds.
That part.
Right here, Aiden.
That might even be facts for real.
For real.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, Lord. That one got me.
My lower back is giving out. It's a bunch of things going on.
No, don't even get me started.
Things cracked that normally didn't crack. Yeah,
don't like low thing. I see you. I hear you.
Well, I'm sorry, B. I had to put that one up there, but go ahead.
I like that. Mentally, I think most is what I've changed. Mid-20s to now, I think now I'm reflecting more of what I did and what I held myself back on over the years. I started traveling almost 5 years ago. So before I started traveling, I'd never even left San Antonio. Maybe going to Port Aransas growing up with my family, but I'd never even been to Austin. I had never left San Antonio. And just 5 years ago, one of my close friends met her at work. She came back with a story to travel and I was like, take me with you. And she literally did like months later. And so I've started traveling the world. I've gotten tattoos. I've dyed my hair a dozen and a half times. I've moved a lot, like a lot. And most importantly, biggest impact is therapy. It's real and it's helpful, guys. Don't keep yourself from it. Because it really did help me grow up mentally, spiritually. I'm not even a spiritual person, but it just made me a little bit more aware of myself. So I feel like I'm really ready to turn 20 and 10.
Yeah. So before we wrap up, there's a segment that we want to kind of introduce everybody to that we want to make a part of our show going forward, to make sure that like you guys can participate with us in this segment in the chat. But essentially what this segment's going to be for us going forward on the shows. Oh, our live video ended on Instagram. I took too long. Sorry, IG. But we want to share our highs and lows with you guys for the week in every episode. So feel free, if you're still watching this, share in the chat what your highs and lows are. Excuse me, for the week, and we'll share them on here as well. But we'll start with Bianca. Bianca, what was your low for the week?
My low was having to take my dog to the vet because she had like an infection, and it ended up she having to get blood work done because her doctor said that she had gained a lot of weight. Good news is that she's just fat.
I mean, yeah, it could have been way worse.
Yeah, that was my high, was the phone call that says that she was just fat. Yeah. So we went to go get chicken nuggets after.
Nice. Shari, what's your low?
My low this week was waking up Monday and realizing it wasn't next week. Because next week I only have 3 days and then I'm on vacation. So that was my low this week.
For me, I don't even feel like I've had a major low.
Doesn't have to be major. Yeah. It could be small. Mine's small.
I don't know, having to get up in the morning. I feel like my brain is on holiday mode. So like in the mornings, usually I can get up like it's nothing. Like my alarm goes off. I don't even got to snooze it. I just get up. But this last week or so, it's been a struggle. So I guess that's my low. All right,
Bianca. What about a high?
Me?
Yep.
My high. So my toddler, my youngest is 3. For those of you guys who don't know how crazy I am, I have 3 kids. The oldest is 20. The youngest is 3. My youngest, she's actually going to like a little preschool now. We took her out of the regular daycare. She's going to the preschool. And to be honest with you, like my highs have been her. Like since she started going there, every time she comes home, she's super excited to like talk about what she did that day at school and the book they read. And like, she tells me stories about her and her friends in the playground, but yeah, like very typical mom answer, but that was definitely my high. Bianca.
What about me? Oh, are we wrapping up now? Does the time ended?
What about me?
What are we doing? Are we wrapping up at this time?
You're doing highs. You're high.
I did my high. My dog's just fat.
Oh, she combined it.
She's just fat. She's not sick. She's fat. She's loved.
She's not sick. She's fat. What about you, Char?
My high this week. Okay, so total mom answer. So
sorry, Bianca. Not kidding.
My baby went to a science camp. My son, my oldest, went to a science camp with his class, and he left on Tuesday. And I know that wasn't that long ago, but you know. And so today he calls me, and I was like, I thought it was his teacher. It was from his teacher's phone. So I was like, oh my God, something's wrong. Go into full panic mode and I answer phone, and it's his voice. I'm like, okay, I can not overthink this, right? All right, so cool. But he was just calling to say that he was having so much fun and that he missed me and his sister. So it was just good to like know that, you know, I'm letting him leave the nest and go experience things in life. And, you know, he's just coming into his own little person. So
and he's still thinking about you while he's Really quick before we close out, Jaded Contessa shared her high. I was laughing with the girls at the table in the living room. So for those of you guys who don't know, Bianca and I work together. Not going to say where, obviously. But Jamie Contessa also works there with us. And was it yesterday? No, it might have been the day before yesterday. Man, we were laughing so hard. We were crying. Like, my face was hurting. These things, like, to get my face to stop hurting. But I want to know, Nikita, if you set up that fake password for Joseph, by the way. My is that tomorrow is my Friday.
Tomorrow's my Friday too, actually.
Bitches. Not mine.
Not mine either. Don't worry about it.
Sucks to suck, ladies.
All right. Well, that's all the time. We actually went a little over. But that's all the time that we have for today's show. Quickly, if you guys want to give any shout outs, thank yous, anything like that. Shari. You said you had some friends at a barber college that were going to be streaming our live podcast at the school.
Yes, Urban Barber College. So hopefully the guys tuned in and everybody got the chance to watch. Just want to give you guys a shout out. Thank you for the support. Super, super appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. Guys. That's love, for real.
And there was a lot of interaction today. Thank you, guys.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, guys. Any other shout outs, Bianca? Anything?
Shout out to you, bitches.
Shout out to you, bitches. Cheers. I'll drink to that. I almost finished this whole bottle, actually. I think there's maybe a little bit left.
The whole bottle?
That's going to be some great sleep.
We were celebrating. I was treating this like New Year's Eve.
It was the first show. It's only right.
Party like it's 1999. Were you even born
Thank yet? You, Prince.
She's so
good. That reference.
Were you even born then? Barely.
Barely.
Barely. Oh, man. But yeah, shout out to everybody who tuned in. Thanks for the love. Thank you guys for sticking with us for an hour. I know your time is precious. So the fact that you guys shared it with us means a lot. Keep doing that. There's a subscribe button around here somewhere. Like, press it. Like, follow, share. Tell a friend to tell
us. Speaking of, you can like, follow, share us on social media if you have not already. We have a few different platforms. Our social medias are Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all are at It's No Secret Podcast, and our TikTok at It's No Secret Podcast Zero.
Yes. And make sure you guys tune in. We're going to be live every single Wednesday, 6 p.m. I got to do this in my head real quick. 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to get better at that. But thank you guys so much.
We share our time zones, 1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, and 3. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Bye, guys.
Remember, it's no secret.
Yes.